U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Yair Lapid have signed a non-binding declaration to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. Biden says it's vital to world security to ensure that Iran never has a nuclear weapon.
Today, you and I also discussed America's commitment to ensuring Iran never obtains a nuclear weapon. This is a vital security interest to both Israel and the United States, and I would add, for the rest of the world as well. I continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to achieve this outcome, and will continue to work with Israel to counter other threats from Iran throughout the region, including support for terrorism, ballistic missile program that continues, and the proliferation of weapons to terrorists and proxies like Hezbollah.
The Iranian regime must know that if they continue to deceive the world, they will pay a heavy price. Here in the Middle East, we have an alternative now. It is growing and gaining power. We are creating an alliance of moderate countries that believe in peace, that believe that our children deserve the opportunity to live a better life.
Ukrainian officials in the eastern Luhansk region say Russian troops have destroyed food warehouses in the area. Moscow claimed full control of Luhansk last week after intense fighting. Footage on Russian state TV shows what it says is the aftermath of Ukrainian shelling in residential areas. And that attack comes after the United Nations made progress on a deal to secure the export of Ukrainian grain. It could go a long way to addressing the global food crisis. Thousands of protesters have returned to the streets in Panama, demanding the government put a stop to rising inflation and corruption. The president announced measures to cut fuel costs and capped the price of basic food items. But protesters say it's not enough.
Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here, host of Essential Middle East Podcast. You want to check out our upcoming show? We'll be talking about the impact of this war in Ukraine on wheat prices, particularly how it's impacting the situation in the Middle East. I'll be talking to Patrick Mardini, the president of the Lebanese Institute for Market Studies, so do listen in.